On the phone with us, Dr. Mark Thornton, senior fellow at the Ludwig von Mises Institute. Dr. Thornton, good morning to you. Hello? Oh, I see what the problem is here. Somebody has tweaked my dealio. Okay, there we are. Can you hear me now?
I sure can.
All right, good. I don't know if Julie's like me. I'm a little vague on this whole idea of Bitcoin. I still use the coin of the realm. Would you explain how this works?
Well, you're right, Ken. Bitcoin is an electronic, it's a digital form of money, it's a virtual form of money, but that shouldn't be scary because, you know, your Word documents and your Excel files and you know, those are virtual items as well, and they only become real when we print them out and they actually become physical documents and physical spreadsheets. But Bitcoin is something that can be transferred around the world to anybody with Bitcoin accounts, you know, electronically, basically free of charge, and it's anonymous. And so it has a lot of great features as a payment system. It's sort of the next advance in making payments like credit cards and debit cards. This is the next step in that process of improving payments, of driving down the cost of making purchases around the planet and moving your wealth around the planet. And so it's an exciting development. It's something here at the Mises Institute that we've been looking forward to, something along this lines whereby new forms of money come into existence naturally on the marketplace and start to compete with government money, which is depreciating over time. And we're in this world currency war right now where all the central banks are printing money like crazy and driving down the value of the dollar and the yen and the, you know, the euro. They're all falling in purchasing power. And so this new Bitcoin thing has come onto the scene as a new competitor. So we're excited about that.
Dr. Thornton, the Bitcoin has had a little volatility in value itself, has it not?
Whoa. Volatility, that is the greatest understatement, I think, in the
right.
world. A few years ago, it was selling for like 20 cents. Now it's over, I think it's like $120 per Bitcoin. And back when we first ran an article about Bitcoin, that very day it reached its peak at over $260 per Bitcoin. We made some negative statements basically about Bitcoin, about its prospects in the near term. And so, you know, we published this article on Mises.org and the price crashed and, you know, the government stepped in and started to take notice of Bitcoin once it reached that very high price from 20 cents on up to $260 per Bitcoin.
And there will be a limited number of these eventually. Wasn't that the original idea?
Well, that's why one of the things that we're so excited about it. We don't know who invented this Bitcoin. He's anonymous, but he had in mind, or she had in mind, the idea that a good form of money was one where scarcity exists, where the government couldn't just print up an unlimited amount of money with a keystroke. And so it's difficult to actually create Bitcoins. You have to have a computer network. You have to have a lot of energy. This one fellow was the police showed up at his house who was mining Bitcoins because his electric bill had quadrupled, and it was because he was running computers to the extent that he was running up a huge electrical bill. So it's difficult to make Bitcoins, and there's a limited number of them. So it gets more and more harder and harder to make Bitcoins, and eventually it will be impossible to make new Bitcoins. And so what will happen is that the Bitcoin, theoretically, will continue to appreciate in value, and you'll be exchanging Bitcoins in smaller and smaller denominations.
Last week, U.S. authorities seized assets of the world's largest Bitcoin exchange. What has that done to this whole situation? Apparently, the government's not too big of a fan of what you all are doing here.
Yeah, we anticipated this, of course. You know, the government's not going to allow an anonymous transaction to take place. And of course, Visa and MasterCard and all the banks don't want to see this happen either. And so they pressed the government, and the government pressed Bitcoin. They want Bitcoin users to be registered so they can't make illegal transactions, so
right.
they can't make
drug
they can't
dealer
make capital
money,
gains. Yeah.
Laundering
or,
money, and so on.
Or capital gains, you know, if I bought Bitcoins at 20 cents and I sold them at $260, guess what? The government wants part of that.
Yeah.
Just like they want part of your income, they want part of your money you buy goods with, they want your their take on your investment successes. They always want their...
Dr. Thornton, I am so sorry here. We are out of time, but I want to tell people that your website is Mises.org, M-I-S-E-S. I'm sure you have more information about that on the website, right?
M-I-S-E-S.org.
Very good. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
It is a pleasure.